Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com, and we are going to continue with our blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. That's right, this book is not found in any Christian bookstore. So many versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible. And what I'm always amazed by is this. It says so many versions and then a question mark. Exactly. Why? It's like a needle in a haystack, right? So if you have all these versions of the Bible, okay, a whole haystack full, right? But then there's one that's perfect and preserved and it's without error, the 1769 King James Bible. Guess what? That's the one at the bottom of the haystack that you can't see that everyone attacks because they have all these translations on top of it that don't amount to squat, okay? Don't amount to anything. All it is a huge smoke screen is what it is. Like I said, it's a haystack, right? Yep. So here we are, comparing the Phillips translation to that of God's perfect words, like there's any comparison, right? God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. Okay? Perfect, without error, not one error in it. Zero. Okay? So Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2 in the Phillips translation. We who have strong faith ought to shoulder the burden of the doubts and qualms of others and not just go to our own sweet way. Our actions should mean the good of others, should help them to build up their characters. We should consider the good of our neighbor and help to build up his character. Okay, that's Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Here's what it says in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible. Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Now, I hope you noticed that the King James Bible, God's perfect words, is cut and dry. It's boom, boom, right? Verse 1, boom. Verse 2, boom. When you're reading these new translations, it just goes on. It's like a run-on sentence, isn't it? I mean, come on. It just goes on, and they add all these words. And I mean, there are, just counting really quick, in the King James Bible, Romans 15, 1, we have 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 words. Okay? In the Phillips, they have 3, 6, 9, 13, 26 words. But then in verse 2, the King James Bible has 3, 6, 9, 13 words. And in the Phillips, it has 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 28, 30 words. 30 words in verse 2, where the King James has 13. So that makes it easier to read and easier to understand, right? When you have more words too. And if you've also noticed, the King James Bible is poetic in its nature. It's almost like reading poetry, okay? Where, you know, the Phillips, like I said, it's like a run-on sentence, right? When is it going to end? It's the same words over and over again, bigger words, different words, you know. It's not cut and dry. It doesn't get to the point, the new translations. Okay? I hope you're seeing that too. I hope you're seeing. So, isn't it somewhere in your Bible where God says not to add to the words and not to take away words? Yeah. Remember, the King James translators, the 54 translators, it took them 9 years to make the King James Bible, and then they named it after King James. King James didn't say, name it after me. The translators decided to name it after him because he was an outstanding king. Okay? More next month. Thanks again for joining me.